This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at WorldSweeper.com. Our interview today is with James Sharplin. James is the president of Sharpco Incorporated in the sweeping industry. Most people know that as Sharpco Sweeper Shoes. Hello, James.
Hello.
Let's talk a little bit about the background of the company and give people an overview of what Sharpco is and how you got involved in business in the first place.
Oh, I've been in business since 1972. And we started out in business at building land clearing equipment for the farming industry. Over the years, we've added all kinds of other aspects to the business. We build blades and buckets, and we repair about anything broken or bent or torn up in some way.
Mm-hmm.
We have over an acre under roof here at Sharpco now that we've added on a time or two, and we have machine shop lathes from 9-inch swing up to 38-inch swing. We have press brakes and shears and rolls for rolling plate, CNC plasma cutter. We do all kinds of repairs. Out here in the shop today, we've got two Caterpillar backhoes, one getting a boom and bucket repaired, the other one getting a new turntable bearing.
So you're a real heavy equipment kind of a guy in addition to doing the sweeper shoes.
Yes, we work on big track type equipment, mainly used in the farming, road building, construction, but most of the equipment we work on is big heavy stuff.
What got you into making drag shoes, and when did that happen?
In 2004 or 2003, right in that area, one of my suppliers came to me and asked me, would I be interested in making these drag shoes? We went and looked at the operation, and it looked like a really good thing to me, and I knew there was many sweepers across the United States. So we started out in 04 building them, and I realized up on the front end that this is a product that needs to be built in quantity. So on the major machines like the Temco 210s and the Swartz 333 and Elgin Eagles, Mascos, Nighthawks, most of the machines that had a good quantity out, a good number of machines out, I picked out the main ones, and I would build the shoes in quantities of 50 to 150. By doing that, I have been able to push the cost to me and to the customer down to where it's a good business for us, and it's a good savings for the end user.
Mm-hmm. And how do you sell the shoes? You sell direct as well as to manufacturers. I know you sell to manufacturers and supply OEM shoes to a number of them.
I think right now we're selling shoes to every OEM manufacturer of sweepers that we know about except Temco. And then we sell to the end user. We advertise, of course, the World Sweeper. We advertise in the sweeper market, and we've got a web page. And but once the customer has bought a shoe from us, they generally come back. We are producing a premium line of drag shoe, and we've been doing it since 04, so we've learned things to do and things not to do. We have had no warranty claims in the last 3 years, and only three or four before that.
Pretty amazing statistic.
We use premium quality mining grade carbide, which is tougher than the inserts that my competition uses or has been using. I'm not sure what they're using today.
Mm-hmm.
But the carbide we use, the same carbide, the same exact piece of carbide that Kennametal puts into Temco shoes. And Kennametal is a manufacturer of carbide, so obviously they know which is the best carbide to use and which not.
Well, it is astonishing how long you can get those to last when they're scraping along the road surface for such a great amount of time. And that's quite a statistic to be able to say you haven't had warranty claims. And I happen to know you don't say in your instructions, be sure to not let this surface touch the roadway or your warranty will be void.
It is amazing how long they've run. And I'm amazed that we don't have any claims whatsoever for the last 3 years. But that's the truth, and that's the facts. We have about 10 shoes, four of which have been running since the November of 06 on the same machine that works 6 days a week, 8 to 10 hours a day. We built some prototypes and supplied the first four to a customer free. These shoes have been running continuously, but these are diamond-coated carbide shoes. And we haven't put them in production because once we do that and sell a customer, it's probably the last shoe you'll be able to sell him.
Well, and they would have to be considerably more expensive, too.
Yeah, they are considered. They're probably about four times the cost of a standard shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But this one customer who's running these shoes now, getting close to 4 years, was replacing the standard shoe every couple of months. And so in 4 years, he would probably have had to buy 24 sets of shoes for the same machine that he's been running these shoes on continuously.
Let's talk about the process of inserting the carbide and making the shoes a little bit. What is the steel an important aspect of that?
Well, the steel is not, but the process is.
Mm-hmm.
We take regular mild steel flat bar, 3/4 by 2.5 generally, and we have a CNC milling machine, and we mill out a 1/4-inch deep slot, 1 3/8 wide, in the bottom of that flat bar. Then we bend them to the right configuration for the machine. Then we fill them with carbide, mining grade carbide chip, and we silver solder them in with a big rosebud heating torch. Once they have been brazed, they go into a blasting machine and all of the residue is blasted off. Then they go to a special grinder that we made, a horizontal grinder to grind the bottom of the shoe perfectly flat so that when it's installed on a sweeper, only the carbide touches the road first.
Mm-hmm.
So that we don't get any white marking or scratching on parking lots.
Well, that's an important part, all right.
It really is, because no one else in the industry has the horizontal grinder. But we built this grinder here at Sharpco just for the shoes. That's all the shoes for. After they're ground, they go to the welders, and the welders weld the plates on. So that's about the process we go through. But we're doing it on a... We're getting some economies of scale by doing a bunch of the same thing, you know.
Well, when you can do quantities like that, it sure makes a difference.
It makes a real difference to the customer because over 95% of our orders go out the same day we get the order. We have a FedEx outlet within walking distance of the shop. So up until about 3:30 Central Standard Time, if someone orders a shoe, it's going to leave that day.
Well, and that's sometimes a critical element, too, when you have contractors who have to be out on the job every night. It's not like a city that can afford to take a day off or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You sell direct to cities. You sell direct to contractors. I see on your website you list 37 different types of machines that you fit your drag shoes to. That's quite a breadth of industry.
Yes, sir. And, you know, now we're selling them in England, and we've shipped some to Australia. Canada course, quite often, some to Mexico. So they're going all over the world now.
Talk about what the difference is between a one-piece shoe and a two-piece drag shoe. I suspect that a lot of people don't know what that is.
Okay, I own a Temco 210, for instance. Temco sends that shoe out from the factory with it's a one-piece shoe. The plate that bolts the shoe to the sweeper is welded to the runner that's got the carbide in it. What we did is we made a runner with four studs sticking out of the top, and we made a plate with four holes in the bottom. And once you buy the plate and the runner, which is an assembly, then from then on you can save about $50 per time you need a shoe by just buying the runner, because now the plate stays on the sweeper, and now you're only changing the flat bar that's got the carbide in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saving about $50 per shoe per time. So it's a pretty good saving, and we do that on all that we can. There's some single row shoes that you just cannot. There's not enough room to allow for bolts in the runner itself, so you have to weld a plate to them.
Mm-hmm.
But on a big majority of the shoes that we produce, we make them two-piece so that once the customer buys the assembly, then in the future, he can just replace the runner and save, you know, $25 to $50, sometimes a little more than that, per shoe.
Are there any downsides in terms of installation or anything like that? It doesn't take longer, I would think.
Actually, it's probably faster because the bolts and the plate are facing the end toward the machine, and they get water and grit and dirt on them, so they don't come out. It's harder to replace those than it is the ones that sit outside the machine. Of course, they get water on them, but they don't get the grit and the grind from inside the sweeper head.
Well, that makes sense. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about in terms of the Sharpco sweeper shoes process or things for contractors to know? You may have picked up some best practices in terms of getting better drag shoe life by this time. Is there anything there that you'd discuss?
It's really important to keep the shoe adjusted properly on the machine. Now, that's sometimes hard to do because an operator may torque the sweeper head, and then the front of one shoe will be touching and the back of the other shoe on the other side will be touching. Well, that's going to give you abnormal wear. So to take care of that, you can loosen the shoe and set them both flat, and even with a torqued head, still continue to sweep and sweep economically.
Mm-hmm.
That's the major thing that we hear from customers, is they're getting some abnormal wear on one end of the shoe. So we always tell them, get on a good flat piece of concrete somewhere and lower your head and make sure both shoes are sitting flat on the concrete.
Now, is that something where you should take something real thin and try to slide it underneath your shoe from starting at the back, starting at the front? That might be a good way to see.
But these things are skidding all the time when the sweeper is in operation.
Mm-hmm.
And they're running over rocks and all kind of things in the parking lots. And so if someone... But just do that one simple thing, loosen the bolts on the plate and let the shoe sit flat on the concrete. Most of their abnormal wear will go away.
Mm-hmm. Makes good sense. Well, I certainly appreciate your time in talking to us about Sharpco. I think most people in the country that bought sweeper from the manufacturer, and you know, they may go back to them for their drag shoes over and over again, or they haven't found you. They don't realize where most all the drag shoes in the U.S., certainly a very large percentage of the drag shoes in the U.S. originate from Louisiana.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. Is there anything further you'd like to say about this?
I can't think of it, but I appreciate your time.
Well, thanks so much. You'll be able to hear yourself and read all about it at World Sweeper in the upcoming newsletter.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.